This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What is the most beautiful recitation you've heard of the Quran? In the month of Ramadan, there are many Muslims in large cities who have many options. They will jump from one mosque to another depending on the recitations that they hear. And there's no doubt that beautifying your voice as much as you can when you read the Quran, it's praiseworthy. And that if you are gifted with a beautiful voice and you use it this way, it's an act of worship. The Prophet ﷺ told us, whoever does not beautify the recitation is not from us, meaning that you attempt to recite it properly. And he ﷺ said, he is not one of us who does not recite the Quran in a beautiful or pleasant voice, meaning in two different ways, that you are attempting to recite it correctly and that you're putting in effort. It doesn't mean that you are gifted with a beautiful voice or not. Rather, it means you're using as pleasant a voice as you can, and more important, that you are reciting correctly, pronouncing the letters, the words as best as you can, and trust me, you can learn. Some students who do not speak Arabic as their native language may feel that it's too hard to do that, but the majority of the greatest scholars of Quran in our history are non-Arab. And it's important to note that although native Arabic speakers may have an easier time, sometimes, pronouncing Arabic letters, they also need to study and practice to make sure that they're pronouncing the words in the right way. And sometimes it's very different than the way that Arabs speak in everyday life, meaning culturally in terms of custom. And of course, many times the non-Arab students will excel and surpass their classmates who are Arabs. And this is the reality of life. And one of the scholars, Ibn al-Jazi rahimahullah, he says, there's no difference between the one who knows the Quran and the one who does not, except for a person who's, except for the exercising of the jaw, meaning effort. Your muscle, your mouth, your jaw, your throat, you're basically strengthening them, working them out and putting in effort to pronounce, to recite, to learn. Reciting while understanding and focusing on the meanings is an objective. And from the best of people in terms of their recitation of the Quran is the one who, when you hear him reciting, you assume that he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you're reading with understanding of the meaning. You're connecting it to the right recitation. You're trying your best with your tone, your attempt to read as pleasantly as possible. And a student who is memorizing the Quran should take the time to read the translation, the explanation, the tafsir of what they're memorizing to ensure that they are connecting to it and acting upon it. Now, a person who recites with their natural tone, trying their best to recite accurately, and they're focusing on the meanings as best as they can, they're reciting with awareness that Allah hears their recitation, that person has a beautiful recitation. And it is really the Quran which beautifies the voices. It's the fact that you're reading the words of Allah that makes it so beautiful. So don't think about whether or not you're a Qari or you have the voice of a Qari. That's not what it's about. Some people are gifted with that. And some of the Sahaba were told by the Prophet ﷺ that they have beautiful voices. And to recite, of course. There is a famous singer who repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left the music world recently in the last year or so, year and a half, and he started to recite Quran and learn it properly and memorize it as well. And his life completely changed, but he is using the gift that Allah gave him for the recitation of the Quran. So one of the greatest things you can do when Allah blesses you with something is to use it as an act of worship. Use it to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's one thing you can do today to start trying to beautify your recitation of the Quran? And if you would like to share a favorite recitation, go ahead and share it.